When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Anyway, so, and then Baron was, I guess Baron was cackling because of my toenail admittance. The fact that I admitted that I don't always do a good job of keeping my toenails clipped. But there you go. Anyway, so what's been going on? As Fatty made fun of me, and I don't know, how dare you, Fatty, for making fun of me and saying that my episodes consist of me always repeating things that I've already said. How dare you? But anyway, because you don't do that. Come on. Come on. I mean, how many times have I heard what you bought at the Vons East, and your coupons and stuff. But so I don't remember what I've talked about this week at all, other than like toenails and poop. So I'm probably going to repeat some stuff.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How dare you, Fatty, for making fun of me.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One in the Zap, episode 3200 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of May 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes a very uncharacteristic. Can you hear that? Yes, can you hear it? Hello, changer-uppers. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you changer-uppers today, because y'all, in the past 24 hours, I've changed some things up, temporary changes. But, y'all, what was I saying? Big Fatty asshole crooked head, he don't remember either. Let's just see, is there anything I need to tell you at the moment? No, Big Fatty, absolutely nothing. You just sit there and you just be the Aunt Clara of Pride 48. You just sit there and
I'm on the other hand, you know, I thought. Now what was that?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 13th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times out there at Pride 48 in Lost Wages. And did he come to... I don't think he came to Nolan's. Maybe he did. Eddie, you don't remember shit. Whatever. Downtown. I can't remember. But anyway, y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. And Big Fatty, quite the looker, too. Well, yes, he's quite the looker. Y'all, he used to live up there in the Washington, D.C., and then he was out there in the San Diego. Oh, Big Fatty, I'd move away from there, too. Dr. Stone's out. Well, anyway, y'all, he is the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Big Fatty doesn't have a whole hell of a lot to do these days, does he? No, repeats of curling, but y'all, it is none other than the one and only Mean Keen. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mean Keen. It's true, and y'all, I predict I'll get a message on the Grin Doctor from Mean Keen when he hears this. Big Fatty, that's his favorite way to communicate. It's true. Not just with me either. But y'all, if you see Mean Keen on the Twitty or the Face Space or the Great Grin Doctor, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Although something tells me he prefers pie. Just like the gooseberry. Is it goose? Is it gooseberry pie, Big Fatty? That just sounds like an avian testicle problem. Avian anal. Big Fatty, where am I going with this? I don't know. Music, it's true, and some humping would make Big Fatty happy. Very vulgar. after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I'm trying to think what I did. I did do my evening nipple walk and got in my 14,000 steps, and then what did I do after that? I watched the Price is Right at night, and y'all, it was quite good. Enjoyed that, and I watched a little bit more on the TV machine. Y'all, I will say that I have finished that Netflix Hollywood special program. I think there were like 7 episodes. I mean, y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed it. and y'all, all I gotta say is, you know that Darren Criss, you know, he used to be on the Glee, and then he was the homosexual that killed Johnny Versace, and now he's in the Hollywood, y'all. For a straight man, he sure does get a lot of gay parts. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, for a straight, Big Fatty. but y'all, just very enjoyable. I haven't, everybody I've seen on the Twitty that's watched it has thoroughly enjoyed touching them, Big Fatty, themselves. I don't know if Mr. Cackles watched it or not. Fatty, who knows? He's too busy in the damn craft castle. Well, I guess so. But, y'all, let's see. It's going to be chilly. It was chilly on Monday night. So, I left the windows open. And, y'all, I had a little bit of trouble going to sleep. But, y'all, I don't know what it is, but... You know, I can lay there and I can drift off and come back and just kind of toss and turn a little bit. But, y'all, I'll tell you why I'm yawning in a minute. But, y'all, sometimes if I just get up and walk around the villa and peek out the window. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, like Gladys Kravitz. By Gladys Kravitz, you mean Mr. Cackle? Yes. And sometimes I'll eat a little bite of something. You know, if I've got some rotisserie chicken or a piece of cheese or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. Last night I just got up and walked around and I laid back down. And I was out. I was out like a light. Tuesday morning, you know, I had said that I was considering going to the Sam's Club because they have the elderly hours from 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I set an alarm. Y'all, I can't remember the last time I set an alarm. Got up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and I, I, uh, oh, I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I was hoping they might have some toilet paper. I don't really need it yet. It's not an emergency yet. But, you know, I think I'm down to 17 rolls. So, I just know how my bowels are. Big, fatty, that'll get you to about the end of the weekend? Well, we'll see. Well, you know, and y'all, the thing is, you can poop and then just get in the shower. And yes, Big Fatty, it wouldn't be the first time you've pooped in the shower. No, it would not. But y'all got up and started the coffee and started the hot water, you know, letting it warm up in the shower. And I made up my bed and then got my shower and got dressed. And y'all, I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all, by the way, I should have waited. The gas has dropped to $1.55. I think I said I paid $1.59 for it the other day. And y'all, they did not have any toilet paper, and they did not have any paper towels. But y'all, I picked up a few things. I got, y'all, I needed some trash bags for my trash can in my kitchen. You know, I think they're called the tall kitchen bags. So you know, you have to buy 400 of them. So y'all, there's probably going to be enough to last me the rest of my life. Yes, Big Fatty. And I got that, and I got, what else did I get? I got, y'all, you know, I was going to get a rotisserie chicken, but y'all, they hadn't, you know, that early hour, they didn't have any out. But y'all, they have, they had a display of previously cooked rotisserie chickens, and you could either buy the breast quarters or the thigh quarters. You got four breast quarters or four thigh quarters, for less than a hot off the rotisserie chicken. And y'all, all I do is pull it off the bones and put it in the refrigerator, and then I put it in a solid or just munch on it or something. I don't need it to be hot and everything. Y'all, I got four giant breast, quarters. Big Fatty, you love the breastises. It's true. And it had the wings on it too. Oh, Big Fatty. So I got that. And y'all, they had big jugs of liquid soap, and y'all, it came in a two jug pack. So I got a couple of jugs of that, and y'all, then they had something. You know, I always get a little something to try when I go to the Sam's Club, and y'all, they had fried cucumber slices with dill pickle seasoning and ranch. Powdered ranch or whatever on it. Y'all, they're actually pretty good. I had some of those. And y'all, after I went to the Sam's Club, I went to the Von's East. Yes, be pretty. Hear that? Yes, be pretty. We hear it. We hear it, y'all. Instead of going on Wednesday, y'all... Yo, I looked at the Von's East circular. You know, they get a preview on Tuesday. Yo, they didn't really have anything I wanted. So, but there were a few things I wanted to get. You know, they had the early senior citizens hours at the Von's East too. So, y'all, I went on down there, and it wasn't very crowded at all. Y'all, they had paper towels. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, I got a two roll pack, and it was the double size rolls. I think it says two rolls equal five regular rolls. Y'all, you know how much that cost? $7. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. But since they had it, I got it. Y'all, I got three more of the chopped Caesar solid, because y'all, I was out of solid. Y'all, they had the cone checks and the rice checks and the Cheerios, buy one, get one free. So y'all, I thought I'd make some nuts and bolts. Oh, yes, because you should send some to Mr. Cackle. Got some pretzel sticks to be able to do that. Y'all, I got me some more sharp cheddar cheese. Maybe I'll make some more cheese cookies. Y'all, they had meat. Y'all, it was actually pretty well stocked today. So I got a 3-pound pack of ground chuck. They had the Von's East bag chocolate candies. I got some chocolate peanuts and chocolate covered almonds. Y'all, they had the poke country ribs. Big Fatty's at CU. It is not CUNT. Got that. y'all, I got the, what is that? The Family Pack Sin. I don't know what that is. Y'all, they had Lysol Cleaner. They don't have the wipes, but they had the cleaner. And y'all, they had the Tillamook ice cream on sale. Y'all, it was, what was it? Oh, it's a waffle cone or something like that. Y'all, I just needed a little sweet treat. Hadn't had any sweet treats here in a while. And y'all, I got me another bag of that flour. Oh, I don't know what this Family Pack Sin. I don't know what that is. It's a family pack of something. A big fatty, it's a family pack of sin, I guess. Now there is no senior citizens discount on Tuesday. And y'all, I had meat in there and all that kind of stuff and $7 worth of paper towels. Spent $68.50 and I only saved $17.62. But y'all, that's okay with me. Yes, big fatty. I see y'all got home. By the way, the Family Pack of Sin was the y'all. I got some Vonzie's Pop Tarts. It was the cinnamon brown sugar cinnamon, that's my hurricane. That's my hurricane survival kit. But y'all got home, unpacked everything, wiped it all down. Yes, Big Fatty, including your butthole. No, y'all, then I went on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous for the nipple walk. And y'all, when I got back, I sat down on the on the veranda and just kind of relaxed a little bit. And y'all, I've already gotten my 14,000 steps without a second nipple walk because I walked through the Sam's Club and the Von's East. So that's that. And y'all, I don't think there's any. Oh, y'all, I think just a public service announcement that tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, it is the finale of the Survivor Winners at War. Y'all, I've made my prediction. Y'all, I think it's going to be the old lady Denise that wins it. Big Fatty, what about the nephew? I don't think the nephew's participating. Oh, okay. anyway, y'all, and you know they're going to have the... they'll name the winner, and y'all, they'll have the after show, where it's the reunion show, where they all usually come back together and everything, but y'all, it'll have to be on the computer or something, so it'll be interesting to see how that all works out and everything. But y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, that's the reason I'm yawning is because I was up at 6:30. Y'all, I don't remember the last time I was up at 6. Oh, up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Mean King, since it's your celebration of exiting the birth canal, I may have heard that they're thinking of resuming the spring training for the sports ball in just a few weeks. And then they'll have opening day on the 4th of July. Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old long-toenailed Crooked Hat and Adam. Just out of curiosity, is there anything that comes to mind when you listen to this show?
How dare you, Fatty, for making fun of me?
Oh, I don't make fun of you. Just your long toenails that need clipping.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.